One group of U.S. voters that President Trump seems to be able to count on is evangelical Christians. They came out big time for Trump at the polls last November. But many evangelical leaders are not happy with Trump's decision to wind down the DACA program. Here is The World's Matthew Bell.
When Barack Obama started the DACA program back in 2012, evangelical pastor Gabriel Salguero decided to get behind the president's effort.
I supported it from its inception because I felt that we were at a standstill in Congress.
Salguero is based in Florida, and he's the president of the National Latino Evangelical Coalition. 5 years ago, he encouraged undocumented young people to come out of the shadows and sign up with the government program. Why? Because Congress wasn't doing anything to help these young people, Salguero says. The Bible talks about welcoming the stranger, he adds, and that's not all.
These are our brothers and sisters worshiping in our churches, going to our Sunday schools. They're the playmates of our sons and daughters. They're the college roommates of our sons and daughters. And they're also the missionary force of the growth of evangelicalism in America.
Now that President Trump has decided to end the DACA program, Salguero is one of many evangelical leaders calling on Congress to come up with a lasting legal solution for these 800,000 or so young people.
I'm hopeful that now that evangelicals and business leaders and Silicon Valley and some bipartisan voices are lifting their voices in favor of defending DACA, they will move. But the truth is that the historical record shows they've been less than ambivalent. Some have been actually hostile or dragging their feet. So I'm hopeful it's a new day.
Of course, not all evangelicals are on the same page. A group calling itself Evangelicals for Biblical Immigration has published a letter accusing some faith groups of advocating an open borders policy, and it asks Congress to honor American citizens first and foremost.
I don't think anyone's calling for open borders. In fact, I think one of the principles we've been advocating for is for our government to do everything it can do to secure borders.
Jenny Yang is with World Relief, a national evangelical group that works with refugees and immigrants.
We've always supported national security and border security as a core part of a functioning immigration system. I think the real issue has to do with, you know, how do you actually make the immigration system work for Americans and for the future of America, knowing that many immigrants who have come in the past are a core part, not just of our economy, but of our social fabric, especially within the church.
Yang says it's true that President Trump gets the support of many evangelicals, especially white evangelicals, who agree with his stance against abortion, for example. But she says the predicament of dreamers, as DACA recipients are sometimes known, highlights something that a broad swath of evangelicals can also agree on.
Oftentimes in our U.S. laws in general, we don't penalize children for the action of their parents. And I think there's a sense that we need to do everything we can to allow these dreamers to flourish in our country. And so you're seeing just more and more people speaking out on the need to support the DREAM Act and other pieces of legislation like that, in addition to serving them within our church communities as well.
Yang says some evangelical churches have direct experience here. When a member of an immigrant family is deported and relatives stay behind, she says it's often the church that steps in to help out. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.